How has the challenge been going to make each situation you find yourself just a little bit better? Have you done it? Have you enjoyed it? Have you hated it? Have you struggled with this particular challenge? Some of you may have been anticipating that this is actually a bit of a prissy challenge. By prissy, I basically mean that perhaps you were thinking I was going to say something to the effect of, well, everybody, if each person just did exactly what you have been doing these last few days, make each situation just a little bit better, wouldn't the world at large be a whole lot more wonderful and beautiful place to live? That's true, certainly. But that, as it turns out, is not actually the underlying motivation for my suggesting that you make each and every situation just a little bit better. There are actually two important and compelling reasons to invite you to continue with this challenge for the rest of the week. The first point is really quite simple. You look around at a situation, and oftentimes we see incredible problems. There's trash, there's mess, there's disarray, there's chaos. We think to ourselves, oh my heavens, this particular situation is absolutely chaotic. It's horrible. Who in the world could ever set this straight? I often have that thought when I drive down the highway and see the trash that has been thrown on the side. Isn't that, I ask you, often the very same thought form that you carry around with you moment to moment when you reflect on whatever symptoms you might be experiencing? Might I suggest to you, there's really little difference. When lots of symptoms begin to flare, it's easy to begin to think, this is overwhelming. There's absolutely no way any of this can be reversed. I'm discouraged. I'm depressed. Doesn't matter what action I can take. It's not going to make a hill of a beans of difference anyway. Does that sound familiar to you? The reality, however, is really just the reverse. Symptoms begin to reverse when we take those tiny little steps. When we take those actions that are quite inconsequential and quite minor on their face. If we simply get stuck and become couch potatoes, yes, it is certainly true that the symptoms will continue to be overwhelming. Individuals who find they are succeeding in reversing their symptoms are taking tiny little actions each and every day. It might only take a minute or two or 5 minutes, but it will indeed likely make a huge difference in how you actually feel throughout the rest of the day, if not the rest of the week. Small actions create small wins. Yes, it is insurmountable to think of what you need to do today to reverse any and all symptoms you might be experiencing today. I agree. That's a challenge that is overwhelming. That's not the point. The point is to feel a little bit better today. You do that by taking a small action. There is a second underlying reason for this particular challenge that may come as a bit of a surprise to you. You've been monitoring your reactions and thoughts when you have been cleaning up for others because, of course, this exercise entails cleaning up the mess not only of yourself but of other individuals, family members, loved ones, and strangers. I can tell you what some of my reactions have been over the course of my life. I walk into the kitchen. I see a horrible mess. The kids have been there last night. Okay, what's my choice? Do I tell them, get in here and clean it up, or do I say, forget it, I'm just going to do it myself? What do I feel? Resentment. Then, as I begin to clean up the dishes, I begin to think to myself, When is this going to be over? When are these kids going to grow up? My goodness, I don't know how much longer I can live with this. So lots of feelings of anger and resentment begin to surge inside my body. Your reactions may be very different. And of course, there's a huge range of reactions that all of us will have depending on what the circumstance actually is. Especially when we're dealing with strangers, we see something that's been thrown on the side of the road. All of a sudden, surging up inside our physical body can be the feeling of rage. Why in the world are people out there willing to do such horrible things like eat a sandwich and put the residue on the side of the road? As we monitor all of those feelings, I suggest that these two are all of the same thoughts and feelings that are accompanied with anyone who currently experiences neurological symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Aren't I right? Isn't there resentment? Why in the world did I have to get this? My God, I don't know of anybody else that has it. Isn't there anger towards your body? You're not working. Give me a break. Would you get on board, please? You see, I suggest that all of those feelings that emerge when you do this harmless little task of making every situation a little bit better actually surfaces all of the same emotions and feelings that are associated with how you feel about symptoms that you are currently experiencing. Are those feelings, are those thoughts in your best and highest good? The answer is no. They're not helping you. They're not helping your body. They're not helping your mind. They're not helping your soul. They are dragging you down deep into the gutter. The idea, of course, is to recognize those feelings and thoughts emerge. We all have them. We can't stop them. But then to say, oh, right, of course I'm resentful. Well, let's now put that aside. Let's put that up in the cupboard because I'm not going to deal with that right now. One of the strategies that I use often when I identify a feeling that I know is not in my best and highest good is to say, okay, I'm human. I have a right to feel that resentment. What I'm going to do is put it up in the cupboard and I'll shut the door of the cupboard. I can take that back out tomorrow, next week if I really want to. The magic of that, of course, is that I didn't ever remember to open up the cupboard and take it out, and I know that's a pretty stupid thing to do anyway. It works. I stop having the resentment seethe throughout all the cells in my body, and I convert to feelings and thought forms that are in my best and highest good. As you continue with this particular challenge for the rest of the week, then, and you may, by way of habit, do this anyway, or you may decide, by way of habit, to continue doing it after the week expires, notice each and every feeling and thought that emerges when you take that action. Recognize it's a familiar thought or feeling. Recognize it's tied to sustaining the symptoms that you currently experience. Put it in the cupboard, shut the door, and activate feelings and thoughts that do and will promote a reversal of whatever symptoms you might currently be experiencing. Enjoy yourself as you continue making the world a little bit better place. And as you continue little by little, taking small little actions every day, helping your body to heal. For the body is a miracle. It knows exactly what needs to happen in order to come back into full balance and harmony. Robert Rogers, Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent week. Good day.